Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Nats Town, breathe a sigh of relief. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Dave Nichols from the District Sports page and Doghouse on his way home from National Park.
Right,
on the line.
All aboard, right here, one go.
Apparently everyone outside of Nats Park's excited. Nationals 5-4 win tonight. Big game for the Nationals, Dave. Snapped a 4-game losing streak, but it was a close one. 3-3 tie after 7.5. Ryan Zimmerman walks to start the eighth. Jason Wirth double off of David Hernandez to left field to put runners on second, third with no one out. Ian Desmond grounds weakly to first for the first out of the frame, but Wilson Ramos comes through. 2-run blooper to right field. 5-3 Nats at that point. They hold on for a 5-4 win. Offense in the first and then waited until the eighth inning to make it interesting, but the Nats finally come through and snap that losing streak.
Yeah, horns up all the way there. Ramos got just enough of it to get it over the infield and nestle it softly into the outfield and score those two runs. It looked dicey there for a while. The ground ball by Desmond, anybody that with any kind of speed could have scored from third base. It was kind of funny why the Nats didn't pinch run for Zimmerman there. But Wirth was able to come right behind him on the Ramos single, and I think everybody in Nats Town needed this win tonight. The team, the managers, the fans, the Associated Media. I mean, just the Nats had been losing and struggling, and they'd begun to have some backbiting and general ugliness on social media. So thank goodness that the Nats were able to pull this one out. Storen lights out 9 pitches to get the 8th inning. Papelbon recorded the final out himself, wasn't going to test another throw there in the 9th inning, and got it done. So huzzah, the Nats have won. Hopefully this gets them kick-started and gets them on a winning streak.
Doghouse, I know you were in Nationals Park for the game. Was there a sense of doom dropping over Nationals Park when Yordan Escobar threw what should have been the third out of the game away there in the 9th inning?
Yes. Doom is putting it mildly, and although I'm sure we'll get to it later, it was nothing compared to the endless parade of walks. Each ball thrown by Max Scherzer also another nail in the coffin of doom that every one of us was projecting out there in the sand. But yeah, when Escobar sailed that throw, wow, it was every bad throw Zimmerman ever made. Now two Zimmerman. I don't know if that qualifies as irony or if that's just a funny coincidence. I think it's just a funny coincidence, but wow. Yeah. Doom certainly, the apt description.
Dave, Doghouse mentioned Max Scherzer on the mound tonight. Not his best outing, but pretty solid start from him. 2-3 in 6 July starts with a 3.40 ERA, 3.39 FIP, 2.29, 2.58, 3.96 line against, and 39 2/3. 11-8 on the year going into tonight. 2.22 ERA, 2.38 FIP, 1.14 walks per 9. He ends up walking 3 tonight. Second straight start, he's done that. 10.32 K per 9 on the year, 1.91, 2.25, 3.11 against. 150 innings pitched already this season. Facing the D-backs, who drafted him 11th overall in 2006. 3 scoreless to start. 1-out walk to Salta Lamakia in the fourth. 3-1 after a double by Owings, 3-3. 40-pitch fourth inning gets him up to 81 pitches, but he stays around for 6, 114 pitches total. Second 3-walk game, as I mentioned, leaves with the score tied 3-3. Looked like he was having a hard time out there on the mound. I'll ask Doghouse in a second about the weather there in the nation's capital because he looked like he was sweating a lot out there, but solid start by Scherzer, even though he wasn't at his best tonight.
Yeah, he was fitzing. He was throwing a lot of walks, not as sharp as he normally was. Managed 9 strikeouts in 6 innings, so the stuff was still there, but really looked like he was laboring, especially during that fourth inning when Arizona put a 3 spot up on him. I mean, he started off by walking the pitcher, a relief pitcher as it is, this is the case where you've got your ace on the mound and he gutted it out and gave them 6 solid innings, kept them in the ball game. You got to wonder, though, if the number of innings and the number of high leverage innings being associated with the no-hitter and the one-hitter and all the rest of this, is finally catching up with Scherzer here a little bit in the August heat in D.C.
I'm trying to make sense of my notes here, Doghouse. It was a one-out walk to David Peralta, then a Jake Lamb single, a Salto Amaki single to drive in that walk, and then Chris Owings doubled to drive in the other two runs. Like I mentioned, he ended up throwing 40 pitches in that inning, was certainly laboring there. You were in that park. Was it a humid night, as it looked like on there? Because Max Scherzer looked like he was kind of worn out there on the mound.
Well, he certainly didn't seem to have as good control tonight. I mean, at any point, he's pitching to Cole Menser, who's going to leave that bat on his shoulder no matter what, and he made him throw six pitches to walk him. That was a little disconcerting. And it's a warm evening out here, but it's not, you know, it's nothing like the soup that, you know, we had here a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was 80s, a little muddy, but not oppressive. You know, I don't think we can really blame this one on the weather. You know, we'll just have to bust out the cliches about Scherzer soldiering through and struggling to do it and not having his best stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, he was reaching back and hitting 97 at a couple of points when he needed to. You know, I'm up high, so I couldn't see the movement on his off speed. But the lack of control tonight, I think, was a little striking. As you mentioned, it's his second three-pitch walk three-walk game all season. And, you know, it's a little disconcerting, but I'm not going to bust out the doom bat on Scherzer just yet. We'll chalk this up to an off night and hope he comes back strong next time.
Dave, Patrick Corbin on the mound at the start, at least for the D-backs, returning from a year off following Tommy John surgery. He made his first start of the season on July 4th, 2-3 before tonight, 3.21 ERA, 4.09 FIP, 2.19, 2.74, 42 line against, and five starts, 28 innings pitched. Matt Williams talked about, after all the great starters they faced in recent weeks, that it's not about who's pitching. It's all about hitting strikes, getting into hitters' counts, and getting good pitches to hit. The Nationals jumped all over him early. UNL Escobar with a home run to start things off in the first, at bat of the bottom of the first. Anthony Rendon singles. Bryce Harper doubles to move Rendon around to third. Ryan Zimmerman a single to drive Rendon in. Jason Wirth grounds into a force to bring Harper in. 3-0 at that point. Looked like the Nationals were going to run away with it. They knocked Corbin out after just an inning in the third, but went silent after that, and D-backs were able to catch up with that 3-1 fourth and started to look doomy again for the Nationals at that point, even though they were able to knock the opposing starter out early.
Yeah, it's mystifying. Corbin's got a little bit of talent, but you mentioned coming back from a long injury rehab. He had nothing at the start of tonight, whether he had a little bit of a tired arm in his progress from rehab, but everything was up. Everything was center cut, so of course the Nats were going to tee off on it. But Josh Callmenter literally throws batting practice. I mean, he throws up there in the mid-80s, everything straight over the top. It's shocking to me how Callmenter, A, still has a job in the big leagues, that people just don't completely tee off on him every time he comes up. But his 4.40 ERA after tonight's appearance should suggest that teams are teeing off on him, and the Nats just failed to figure out how to do that. It's just shocking that the Nats have a big inning in the first or second inning, and then the bats go completely silent again. I don't know if science can measure what's wrong with the Nationals' bats right now.
Corbin with 1 3, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, and then, as you mentioned, Callmenter 3 2/3 in relief. That over-the-top delivery, maybe the deception that he has, hasn't fooled too many other people. You mentioned his 4.40 ERA after the game, but definitely kept the Nats limited. One walk, one hit over 3 2/3. Chafin comes on after that, 2 scoreless before the Nats finally get to David Hernandez. Doghouse, ESPN, Stats and Info, Twitter today. Send out the following stats through June. The Nationals were third in NL in win percentage, third in runs per game, fourth in OPS. Since July, 13th winning percentage in the NL, 14th in runs scored per game, last in the NL in OPS. It's just a matter of the people they were running out there every day with Wirth, Zimmerman, and Rendon out of the lineup. What do you think's gone wrong in the last 2 months to see it put out like that, kind of shocking, and puts all the lack of offense we've been talking about over the last 2 months into perspective?
Well, it seems that the Nats have stopped hitting, and they need to start hitting again.
Analysis.
So, Riz, you can send me my check for that awesome advice. and then I'll – no, we've seen a lot of great performance earlier in the season from people who were not expected to be starting every day. Out of Robinson and Espinoza, Escobar's been a pleasant surprise. We've seen a lot of production out of these guys, and they tailed off a little bit after a hot start. They've been kind of up and down. You know, Harper, who's sort of been the engine in the first half, has cooled off a little bit, at least for him. I think it's sort of a natural cycle. You get hot, you cool off. You get hot, you cool off. The league adjusts, you adjust back. And now we've got, you know, our heavy hitters, and I'm making quotes with my fingers as I say that, coming back off the DL and trying to get back in, and pardon the pun, back into the swing of things. And we saw some flashes of that tonight. Worth comes through with a double. Zimmerman's showing a good batting eye. Worth had some good long at bats too. Rendon is certainly showing some potential for offensive output here. I think it's just a matter of getting the at bats and getting them back into midseason form, which unfortunately may take a couple of weeks here, and we're well past midseason right now. So let's just hope that we get back to solid hitting before the Nats get too far behind.
I will mention Keith Hernandez during that whole Met series kept on praising the at-bats the Nats were putting together, even though they weren't able to score more than 5 runs in the whole series. Another great at-bat by Worth, who put together a 13-pitch at-bat during that Met series, a 12-pitch at-bat tonight, didn't end up with a hit, but saw a lot of pitches, working on getting his timing back. I think that's the kind of at-bat that could really help him, but you know Escobar, Dave, took some of the pressure off the Nats after they'd failed to score too much in the last couple weeks. Home run in the first at-bat, that's his 7th home run of the game. He hit 7 in 137 games, 529 plate appearances in 2014, 7th tonight in his 94th game, 392nd plate appearance. If you didn't like the fact that Rizzo traded 1 year of Tyler Clifford for 3 of UNL Escobar this winter, it's hard not to like it now. 315 average on the year. I think he's one short extra base hit of what he did last year all over, tied his home run from last year, as I mentioned already. We'll try to forgive that last error that made everything interesting in the ninth, but another impressive outing by UNL Escobar and adding to his impressive season with the Nationals.
And you have to give credit to Mike Rizzo on this. You know, when they signed, when they traded for Escobar, there was a lot of talk about how he was hurt off and on last year, but wouldn't allow them to take him out of the lineup. And obviously, he's had some attitude problems in the past where he's been disciplined by his teams. But he's been nothing but a good soldier for the Nats this year. He has gallantly accepted a switch first to second base and then to third base. He's been pretty good there defensively, tonight's throwing error notwithstanding. But more than anything else with the bat, he's been more than what I think the Nats could have expected. And it's a testament to Rizzo doing his due diligence, saying, finding out that, yes, it really was these nagging back and hamstring injuries last year that was hurting his offensive production, and now that he's healthy, he's produced for the Nats all season long. It'll set up a really interesting scenario next year once they let Desmond walk. They'll have Anthony Rendon, Trey Turner, Escobar, how they sort the – obviously, the Turner slots into shortstop, but whether they leave Rendon at second, they put Escobar back over there, what they do as far as that goes. It's just fascinating questions to ponder once we get past this season.
Okay, I was just mentioning that infield again. Jim Bowden predicted earlier this season that Trey Turner would be the shortstop by August 1st. Mike Rizzo kind of shot that idea down. Jim Bowden is apparently wrong now. We're past August 1st. He's not the shortstop. He's wrong, but maybe he shouldn't be. Ian Desmond, 0-for-4 tonight, 3 Ks, a ground out in the second and third situation in the ninth there, no outs when he needed a run to come in the 3-3 game, down to 214 on the year. I can understand maybe getting Danny Espinoza in there if you don't want to bring up Trey Turner and start his clock going this early in the season. But he's tearing the ball up at AAA. He's putting up really good numbers with the Nationals' top minor league affiliate. Ian Desmond continues to struggle. Do you think they're just going to stick with him through the rest of the year like this, or do you think at some point they're going to go with another option at short if Desmond just continues to struggle the way he is?
Well, Desmond's been teasing us with little flashes of getting hits in dribs and drabs over the last couple of weeks. But I think if he continues to struggle, we're going to start seeing him sit down and see Espinosa over there. Jim Bowden, as you pointed out, was wrong and is always wrong, usually wrong at least. And in this particular case, you know, it's appealing as a fan. You know, call him up. Let's see Trey Turner. I highly doubt that the Nats will do that before September. And I'm not even sure it would be the right thing to do. You know, okay, he's ripping it up at AAA. You know who else ripped it up at AAA? Tyler Moore.
Desmond.
Remind me how many home runs he hit today. Sorry, yeah. So let him spend the full season in the minors, except for the September call-up, and let him come out next spring, and we'll see where he is in terms of his development. I think right now Espinosa is a decent enough option for the Nats at short if Desmond can't figure it out by the end of the season. I think calling up Turner at this point is a panic move and potentially not even a constructive one.
Dave, any possibility of the free Trey Turner movement coming through here? Or do you think they're going to stick with what they have at the major league level and hope Des figures it out going forward? It's kind of tough to stick with him when you're competing for a division crown and you have your starting shortstop hitting .214 on the year.
Well, as I mentioned to someone that follows me on Twitter and asked me about it earlier tonight, they're not even playing Danny Espinosa, so why would anyone think that they'd reach down to the minors to call up Trey Turner to replace Ian Desmond? I really think that they have a misguided sense of loyalty to a player that has already rejected a contract offer from them and is going to walk at the end of the year. I don't understand why they continue to run Ian Desmond out there, except for the idea that Rizzo and Matt Williams actually believe at some point Desmond's going to turn it around. We saw exactly 4 days worth of production from Desmond after the All-Star break, and he's gone right back to sucking after that was over. I think he's 3 for his last 28 or whatever and has struck out 15 times. It's an automatic out. It's frustrating to watch on a daily basis to watch him make unproductive outs. Tonight, the relay throw on the run that scored, you know, didn't even give Ramos a chance to drop it on a play at the plate by just throwing it up the first baseline. So it's tough to watch. I don't see any changes happening, although I think they should.
Doug, I'm going to go back to you for one more because I feel bad for setting up for us to end it on a bad note when the Nationals actually came through with a win here. So just go back really quickly. After Max Scherzer, Jansen, a 7-pitch, 7th inning, dominant outing by him. Drew Storen, 9-pitch, 9-strike, 1-2-3 inning from the angry setup man. Jonathan Papelbon comes out there. This is the one version of the A-pen. I think we're going to see some different pitchers there in the 11th, but in tie games, Nationals have a lead. This looks like with the setup going forward, whether it's Jansen or Roark or someone else in that 7th, but dominant outing from the bullpen tonight.
Yeah, and I'll have to say one of the better yelled out comments that I heard from my section was after that leadoff single in the 9th, someone yelled, "Storen had 3 outs by now." As you recall, it was that 9-pitch single after Storen's dominant 9-pitch outing. As I was walking back downstairs, someone else muttered something to the effect of, "I'll bet he's imagining Rizzo's face in the glove whenever he pitches." I don't know if that's actually true, but I mentioned before, Soren's pitching like someone trying to prove something right now, and I think he's certainly proving it.
Dominant outing from Storen, dominant outing from the bullpen. Nationals hang on for a 5-4 win, 55-50 on the year. The Mets won two tonight, so there's still one game back in the NL East, but chance to change that tomorrow in the third game of four at the D-backs. Mets Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. Talk to both of you guys tomorrow night after another win, hopefully.
Go Nats.
Free Trey Turner.